65 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1789, Americans observed a day of Thanksgiving set aside by President George Washington to mark the adoption of the Constitution. And on this date in 1917, the National Hockey League was founded in Montreal, replacing the National Hockey Association. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
I'll hum a few bars.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow. It's Sunday once again. The weeks just fly by. Almost Christmas. Holy moly, we just had Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving. We had a quiet little one where we sit around and ate and relaxed and, you know, had a good time and played Monopoly with the kids. And it's a new kind of Monopoly. It's not like regular Monopoly. It's Monopoly Gamer with, you know, the Mario Brothers and Kong... Donkey Kong guy. I called it the gorilla. He said, I'll take the gorilla. That's a, he was my guy. No, that's Donkey Kong. No, it's freaking me. It's gorilla. So anyway, I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio with Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path of Unfunded Circle of Seventh of Hell, Non-Existent Recovery. You all know the tune.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Yeah, but currently sitting on an overbloatation of... Thanksgiving food. Actually had two Thanksgiving dinners. We had Friendsgiving and an in-law Thanksgiving.
Lots of good people, lots of good food. Start walking.
Yeah.
We're also here in the studio with Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning, Red.
Good morning, Bob.
We're missing somebody.
That's the question Carl often gets asked, but in this case, it's a different Linda. Where's Linda?
Yeah, it's like, well, she's not on assignment.
Okay.
Yeah, she's. I believe she's down at her sister-in-law's having Thanksgiving, and I'm assuming she didn't make it back. And hey, have a great time. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room in the great state of Jefferson at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can find me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. There's a bunch of good articles I posted early this morning and late last night about stuff we're going to talk about today. There is no meeting tomorrow at the Reading Patriots. At least that was what I was informed of.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, so we should be accurate there. Let's see. Veterans events. We don't have to worry about those today.
I think it's just the quick slide into home for the holidays.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hopefully, it'll be a quick slide into prison for Hillary.
I'm hoping.
It looks like it's falling apart. So.
Oh, you just keep asking yourself, how much longer can they stay on the tightrope with, 800-pound gorillas shaking it?
Yeah. But
they've managed to do it a long, long time.
Well, it's kind of crazy, and I posted a thing from Dick Morris, of all people. He used to work for Hillary. I posted it on the website about it. He has a little, a little YouTuber about the Uranium One, and he's saying that Sessions is going to be forced to name a special prosecutor through
this. How could he not?
Yeah, he hasn't really said he's not going to. He said that it needed the evidence in order for that to happen. Excuse me. Well, it looks like this Campbell guy's got a lot of evidence.
Well, I don't know how much more evidence they need. I mean, the evidence that just the alternative media is aware of points right to the Clintons, the Clinton foundations, and the political pandering and influence peddling that was going on. And all kinds of the deals and things that went on behind.
Well, what's interesting is he's saying that this leads right straight to Mueller or whatever his name is, the special prosecutor that's been digging for dirt on the Clintons for the last year or so.
Yeah, he should be able to find the dirt pretty easy. He was there for a good chunk of it, I think.
Unless there is no dirt to find. It's hard to just make stuff up. Even though they've done a pretty good job of it, the dossier and just paying other people just to make stuff up. I mean, it's getting kind of out of hand.
Well, maybe the Uranium One story and all of that is fiction too, but, tell that to a lot of the farmers and ranchers that have been driven off of their land because of the Uranium One deal and a militarized BLM that was authorized to drive them from their land and find ways to create more public land so they could complete the deal for the minerals to the Russians.
Well, here's the deal. Facts are stubborn things.
They are.
And the real deal is that now the evidence is coming out is that Hillary was on the committee to approve the Uranium One program, and Barack Obama was on the committee to approve.
Weird.
Just weird. And that's a fact. And the fact is that even if she wasn't there, she had her underling by proxy, she was there. And they did approve this and all of the stuff that goes with it. And that's something that you can't get around at this point is, did you approve the sale of 20% of uranium to our enemy?
Yeah. The people that you claim are attempting to undermine our country through subversion of our election process.
Yeah.
You sold them 20% of our strategic reserves of mineral to make nuclear weapons.
So Campbell's going to testify this week, and I guess there's already been one attempt on his life. Well, who'd have figured? You're dealing with the Clintons here.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to the courtroom with the Clintons, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no trail of bodies anywhere around the Clinton cartel crime family, is there?
Yeah, doing the Potomac float.
Yeah, it's not like a root beer float.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's very different. The Potomac bloat.
Yeah, it's not good. So it looks to me like this is going to be a real problem. for the Clintons. And
but those two slimy, they've been in the depths of it before. They've been in the jaws of it before, and they have walked away every time. They find a way to walk away.
Well, we'll see if they can still walk away. I think that the noose is getting tighter and tighter. I don't think they're going to walk away from this one.
Well, interesting of all things that are starting to come back in all places, the mainstream media, is the Jeffrey Epstein talk of Bill Clinton and Air Blank One.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at that, too. Bill's still been kind of silent on the pedophile sex plane thing.
Yeah, Yeah, not responding to that one, huh, Bill?
No, interestingly enough, this is comes from Judicial Watch. And, yeah, it's he took 26 flights, evidently, aboard the the convicted sex offender's plane, Jeffrey Epstein's private plane, dubbed the Lolita Express. We talked about this like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, this is old news for us, and now everybody's opening up to it going, oh, my, what's going on here?
Back when we were tinfoil hat-wearing nut jobs.
Yeah, and now I'm waiting for it to come out. How many trips Hillary took on that plane?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Hillary.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, interestingly enough, Fox News wrote that in the Lolita Express 727, jet was reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex with young girls. Clinton flew on some of the trips where the flight log show that only the first names of the female passengers appears.
Yeah, most hookers and strippers only have one name.
Yeah, they're like, what, Desiree and...
Yeah, Sugar, Cinnamon.
Shug.
Yeah. Yeah.
A big Shug.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was probably Tiny Shug.
Yeah, who knows?
Petite Shug.
Yeah.
These guys, it's coming out. I saw a thing on, I mean, even on Greg Hunter has come out and showed, you know, gee, look at Podesta's artwork where this, you know, I mean, this is all interrelated. It all is tied up together. And I think that they're going after this big pedophile sting. We talked about this way early.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And I still think it's coming to fruition.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, because these guys, if true, and it looks pretty credible, the evidence that these guys... Well, I mean, Epstein was convicted for soliciting sex from underage girls as young as 14.
Yeah.
This is the guy they're writing on. This is their friends. And then, I mean, all of the damning pictures of having, you know, a dinner with Weinstein and, and you know, Joe Biden's not a creep, is he?
No, Uncle Grabby.
Uncle Touchy Feely.
Yeah, Uncle Touchy. Yeah.
There's no sex.
Yeah, it's like... the death of Smoochie.
Well, and that's one of the horrible things is that the top polling Democrat to make a run for president in 2020 is Joe Biden. That's the best you got left in the cupboard, huh, Democrats?
Yeah, because everybody else is a womanizing sexer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not the fondler over here, though.
Yeah, it's like, interestingly, you know.
To use a basketball analogy, the Democrats have no bench.
None.
They've run out of benches.
Yeah. Oh, there's a, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it really is crazy. I mean, you know, they did have their shining guy on the hill, you know, Stuart Smalley there.
Yeah,
turns out he's kind of a touchy-feely sort of guy when you're asleep.
Yeah, they went out franking. Thank God.
No, that guy creeps me out, period. But
any grown man that runs around with a diaper pretending to be a child holding a teddy bear, even for a skit like that, you're in a diaper, bro.
But of course, Trump's crazy.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I think they have a name for that particular sexual perversion where the guy likes to dress up like a big baby.
I don't even want to know. I'm plugging my ears.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know the name. I know that there is one.
Oh. Some kind of
because
code.
I'm good enough.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Smart stop enough, it, Bob.
And doggone it, people like
and
me.
And now I need my diaper changed.
And doggone it, people hate your freaking guts. Are you kidding me? I just threw
apparently,
up in my
apparently
throat.
People no longer like him.
They don't call him Stuart Smalley for nothing.
Did people originally like him?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I wonder if they're selling full-size targets over Nice Shot for that.
I don't know.
I mean, we should get.
Should we start putting his face on Huggies.
I'm saying capitalism. Let's make up a bunch of Stuart Smalley full-size targets and sell them. I bet you we'd make some money.
Probably would.
I bet we would.
We would.
Yeah.
As long as we keep it satire, that's free speech, right?
I'm thinking capitalism at its finest.
Same thing. Yeah.
Put little smiley faces on him. We do have a caller. Gary Hollihan is on the line.
Good morning and happy post-Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for your program on Sundays.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate
that. And I think our Congress has given new meaning to screwing the taxpayer, both figuratively and literally. And John Conyers and Al Frankenstein and Bill Clinton think harass is two words.
Yeah, they all went to the same sorority.
And since most of the sexual perps are liberals, then they look to the liberal solution, as in the guns, by passing a law. And this from Dianne Feinstein. She says, regulations aren't going to do it. We need a law. And I think that's what they'll do, is pass a law outlawing sex.
There are actually several forms and acts that are already illegal in the state of California that are performed on a regular basis.
In the Capitol.
Yes. And one other thing, play on words, John Conyers. That's the con. That's yours.
Yeah, I was just actually looking at that one. The icon for women's rights, John Conyers, steps down from the Judiciary Committee amidst, guess what? Sexual allegations. There's another one.
Yep, and of course, just stepping down isn't enough. He ought to be gone. But I'm sure Maxine Waters will give another erudite speech defending him and pointing out all of his good points.
How about the fact that it's coming to light that the Democrats have used the Congressional Office of Compliance to funnel millions of dollars to people to settle sexual harassment suits? So you're spending taxpayer money to settle sexual harassment suits to keep them out of court.
A lot of people don't know that.
How does that work?
All right. Well, since you are the IRS friends, is there a box that could be used on the 1040 or something that you indicate you do not want to contribute to the sex fund?
Well, no, they haven't created that one yet. And let me correct you that we're not friends of the IRS at all.
No,
they are our sworn enemies at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... No, there's no box yet, but you can decide whether you want to donate to Obamacare or not.
There is a box that actually can help you stop from donating to the sexual fund. It's called the little box where the stamp goes on the envelope. You never put a stamp on it.
Well, there is that.
Hmm. But that takes, that's a different type of protest.
I think everybody ought to 1099 these guys for taking taxpayers' money as income. And, you know, that should be income.
Can I take the federal government as a deduction?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's take the federal government in Mexico, and we'll just become a global citizen. And
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question. Speaking of taxes, is the carbon tax slated to begin this January? And that's an increase, as I understand, of 73 cents more a gallon. Do I have my info right, or please set
me
straight?
I don't really know if that's is it pretty close to that? Yeah, because we've been bombarded with so much of a news cycle. I haven't even caught up to that one yet, but I'm just now going through the other tax bill at this point.
Yeah, it just all depends on how the cap and trade portion of it is implemented and the new carbon regulations and how that money is. You know, it's going to trickle down to the per gallon price. But, yeah, I would say that 72 to 75 cents extra a gallon is a fair estimate.
That'll be good for the economy.
Nice things to look forward to in the new year.
Yeah.
Well, that's an aggregate total of the new fuel tax and the other things that are going in. It's not another, 70 cents on top of the whole show, and just on top of what's already existing. So I think you might actually be paying more than 50% in taxes now than you're paying for the fuel. I think you're paying more in tax than you're paying for the fuel.
Wow.
Between the federal taxes and the
that's a free market, isn't it?
5 or 6 sets of state taxes on fuel now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's free market capitalism, I think.
Oh, at its finest.
Yeah. Mm. Government overreach. Hey, thanks for the call, Gary.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, I think we have Round Mountain Bob on the other line still. Bob, are you there?
Yep, we're here.
Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Hey, you were talking about this uranium deal with the Clintons and stuff, and it's crossed my mind about Jeff Sessions. Now, all these people in Congress and stuff, they're involved in many business deals back and forth. And I'm just wondering, if he isn't involved in this and does not want to be found out that he's part of his deal, is why he won't go after the Clintons.
I don't think there's any evidence of that. Who knows? He might be one of the establishment Republican guys. That's that could be part of it. It could be that that he has a new house in the Hamptons. Who knows? But I don't think there's any evidence of that at this point. I think that this is still playing out. And I think that it's going to be revealed sooner or later which side of the aisle that Sessions is on, if not already. But I don't think he's going to have a choice at some point. I think there is going to be a special prosecutor appointed because the evidence is so overwhelming at this point of treason and graft and corruption and everything else that you can't ignore it anymore. And people are not going to ignore it. So
Robert Mueller. I mean, I don't know how he is still allowed to do what he's doing because he's so involved.
Well, what is he doing?
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If a special prosecutor is appointed, then Mueller is off the team because he's going to be implicated in this investigation. So he can't. They're just going to pull his funds, and he won't be able to go any farther with what he's doing. So as soon as a special prosecutor is appointed, Mueller's off the team.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering about because you would figure some of these Congress people, if they knew it was bad enough, which they should know, that they would come out and say something. And I'm just wondering if they're just not so involved with the Clintons, everybody, that they're scared to death to get out and say something.
I think that the Clintons' house of cards is starting to fold on them. I mean, from all sides, because everybody's starting to realize that, hey, I don't want to get caught up with that one because, I mean, the real deal is that they don't really have any power anymore, and that's the big thing. Before, they had a lot of power because they're in the State Department, former president. Mm-hmm. They're losing their power exponentially
to the White House.
Right. Yeah. So I think that they're going for a short ride off a long pier. So
yeah, they're too far off.
Or is it a short? Or is it a long ride off a short pier?
Chelsea into the spotlight.
All right, I do have one more question. I was approached this last week about our city council. Now, somebody has told me they wanted to know why we only went after 2 people on city council when all of them are involved, and that there is a thing in a state legislature somewhere that we can go after all of them and replace them all at one time at the cost that it would cost us to replace just 2.
Well, I think you're still back up to recall. I mean, you're back to recalling and you're back to gathering signatures. And, I'm not sure why they didn't get enough scissors.
We didn't have enough people to gather enough signatures from what I understand.
Well,
and it sort of took a dump.
Well, I think this whole thing has to get hit harder. That's what it amounts to. And I'll tell you what, I keep saying it. I'm saying it for years. The turning tide is when all these guys lose their pensions.
How tight do they need that rope around their neck?
Well, the guys up
willing to scream.
The guys up in government are sitting fat and happy. They don't care. They got these big fat bloated government pensions, and they got their job, and they're
they're always smiling until the short stop at the end.
Yeah, exactly. So I think until there's a reckoning on that side, it's going to continue. So with that, I appreciate the call.
Okay, guys, have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks. All right. The same to you, Bob. So it's kind of crazy, but
well, there's a certain point of this too where you kind of need to step back and just let the natural progression
that's
take
what I,
place.
That's, I mean, I think you're right. That's exactly what I'm saying. It has to get ugly before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to probably go to a break here. I know we have a caller on the line. If you'll hold on, then we'll get back to you. But we're going to go to a break here, and then we'll be back with more Sovereign Mind Radio. Are we ready?
And if you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR 1460.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Saw my other guys you knew before. You two of us guys you know.
Yeah. Gotta like that.
Greetings.
A little CCR, I wake you up in the morning. Absolutely, good stuff. Yeah, if you don't like that, hey, I don't like you. Okay, well, maybe I'll pull that back, but who doesn't like Creedence Clearwater Revival?
I don't know. I think everybody likes CCR.
I gotta say.
They're more popular than ever these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more popular than the Beatles at this point.
Oh. I don't know about that.
But I have to fact check that one.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about this uranium deal.
Okay, don't forget we have a caller.
Oh, we do have a caller. That's right. We got Terry on the line. I'm sorry. I forgot to look at the little notepad. You're on the air, Terry. Terry, are you on the air? Terry.
We might have lost him.
I think we lost Terry.
He was on a cell phone. That's possible.
Oh, okay. We'll call back, Terry. Anyway, let's go back to this Uranium One deal. You know, okay, what is the deal and who approved it? Okay. So Uranium One announced in June of 2010 it was selling a majority of a mining company of ARMZ, part of Rosatom, a Russian-owned nuclear energy company. Mm-hmm. And that the Russian company and promoters of the Russian company were involved in $500,000 speaking engagements, or $500,000 in speaking engagement fees for Bill Clinton in Moscow. Now, that seems a little quid pro quo, doesn't it?
Exactly what it was.
Yeah. I mean, you know, contract. This is, you know, offer, acceptance, consideration. Yeah. National security came up in this case, but who cares about national security when you're making 500 grand and 140 million?
Exactly.
And you're thinking you're going to be the next president and commander-in-chief, and you can use the JFK strategy. You can open up the documents in 50 years.
Yeah, the whole thing stinks to high heaven of everything that's going on. And with any real investigation and digging, as a lot of alternative media people have done, it's not that hard to find exactly what happened.
Evidently, there's substantial evidence that the Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in briberies, kickback, extortion, money laundering, designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States.
Well, and then you talk about John Podesta and his investments in those Russian companies that were going to be benefiting from the Uranium One deal. And, you know, here's the campaign manager for the Clintons, and then the donations to the Clinton Foundation right around. I mean,
well, there was this FBI investigation that the Hill reported on began in 2004, and guess who was in charge of it? I know.
Comey?
Robert Mueller.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, you know, the same guy that's trying to pin some Russian thing on the president for...
Working real hard.
Really been trying to figure out some kind of dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Rob Rosenstein was then the U.S. Attorney for Maryland, and now the Trump Administration Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department supervised the investigation as well. Huh.
Is this bad? While the Obama administration was approving the controversial 2010 sale of Uranium One to a state-owned Russian energy giant, which gave it control of one-fifth of the U.S. uranium supplies, the FBI reveals it was now actively investigating that company for extensive criminal activity designed to expand Russia's footprint in U.S. uranium business. So the FBI is actively investigating this whole deal as illegal while they're approving it.
Where's Sean Connery when you need him?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it reeks, you know. This is a Justice Department press release, and it explains. According to court documents, between 2004 and 2014 in October, Mikurin conspired with Condry, Rubizinski, and others to transmit funds from Maryland and elsewhere in the United States to offshore shell companies, bank accounts located in Cyprus, Latvia, and Switzerland. This is the guy that, you know, works for them. He's the head of Tenam Corp, a U.S.-based subsidiary of Moscow-based Tenax, which is the supplier and exporter of Russian uranium to nuclear power companies.
Yeah. Oops.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
there's...
no!
Oh, no!
He's admitted that the funds were transmitted with the intent to promote a corrupt payment scheme that violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Specifically, he admitted that the corrupt payments were made by conspirators to influence Mikurin and to secure improper business advantages for U.S. companies that did business with Tenex.
Well, I just...
This is all in the court documents.
I hope they've got this guy Campbell with some serious protection around him, because some of the stuff that he's let out already, and now they've got this release of these 5,000 documents that the FBI was up to their eyeballs in the middle of this investigation, and they had evidence of bribery and kickback scandals and, you know, all of this different influence peddling, and, oh, all of a sudden that goes away, and we've got to deal with these guys here.
Yeah, and how's Clinton involved? Well, you know, like every contributor to the foundation, the Clinton Enterprise Partnership in Canada is publicly listed as a donor to the website. But as it is a distinct Canadian organization separate from the Clinton Foundation, its individual donors are not listed on the site. So, yes, we made mistakes. This is the Clinton Foundation talking, as many organizations of our size do. But we acted quickly to remedy them and have taken steps to ensure they don't happen again in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, we figured out how we got caught, and we tried.
Yeah, we won't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, is there a national security threat? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, it's called the Clintons.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see what happens on this, but stay tuned. I think this Campbell guy is going to testify this week, and I think it's going to get uglier and uglier.
Let's hope he lives long enough.
Well, they already tried to kill him once, I think. He's already been one attempt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, like you said, too, when is the special prosecutor coming? When are the indictments coming? When is Jeff Sessions and, you know, going to do anything?
Well, you know, that takes me to our other story here about the State Department. This is before the Hillary Clinton. This is the Kerry State Department. Now, I've posted this on the website, Sovereign Minds at Facebook. And it's a letter from the State Department regarding the JCPOA. Okay, now everybody knows what that is, right? That was the Iranian nuclear deal with Kerry, you know, and we shipped them $153 billion. That's with a B.
In bullion.
In bullion.
Yeah, not just cash.
Not just cash. Not Airbucks. Cash is trash.
Like real money.
Gold's not real money.
Yeah, we sent him real money.
Gold's not real money. Just ask, what's his name that used to work in the Federal Reserve? It's not real money.
You want to talk about redistribution of the wealth, and good old Obama just, you know, loaded up the gold by the pallet and shipped it to our enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I got it. You know, this letter's posted on there, and this letter basically says that there's no deal. Now, this is a letter from the State Department dated November 19th, 2015. And it's to Mr. Pompeo, House of Representatives, Honorable Mr. Pompeo, who was, I guess, the ex-head of the CIA.
No, he's the current head of the CIA.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's the current head of the CIA. This is when he was an honorable guy, I guess. And now
you're not honorable when you go to the CIA?
I think you have to, like, you know, throw out your honor and your integrity and your honesty.
For the betterment of the country.
For, you know, corruption.
Yeah, the betterment of the country.
And but it says, thank you for your September 18th letter regarding the nuclear deal with Iran. The JCPOA is not a treaty or an executive agreement. It is not a signed document. What? So there was no signed agreement with Iran ever? This comes from Julia Freefield, Assistant Secretary of Legislative Affairs, and this is, you know, from the United States Department of State, Washington, D.C.
Brilliant!
Yeah. Oh, and it says you really don't have to worry about these things. It doesn't depend on whether it's legally binding or signed. It's, you know, it depends on the extensive verification measures that we have in place, as well as Iran's understanding that we have the capacity to reimpose and ramp up our sanctions if Iran does not meet its commitments. Are you freaking high? or just a traitor?
A little bit of both.
Maybe both.
Maybe both. Maybe both. Maybe yeah, both. Yeah, that's something I'm going to go with both.
So how's that working out over there at Iran? You know, and let's give them, I got an idea. Let's give them $153 billion for a treaty that's really not a treaty, that's not even a deal because it was never signed.
Let's talk about the drone technology that we surrendered to the Iranians. You know, when we were flying drones off of ships and out of Kuwait that wrecked in Iran that were recoverable. Never mind the fact that all of those drones are rigged to be destroyed so that the technology can't be recoverable.
Well, either Obama is a foreign agent.
Yep.
Or he's a pot-smoking moron.
Yep.
Or both.
Yep.
Because...
Ooh, we'll take all three doors on that one.
You can trust the Iranians, right?
No. No, if we just redistribute them some wealth, they'll be... good. You know,
yeah, everybody will be happy. We come over to my house, everybody be happy. We have all kinds of turkeys, and we'll be happy, you know.
Well, I'm kind of wondering how long it is until we see the Saudis and the Israelis go into Syria and then turn right hook and head right into Iran.
Iran, they say, give me all your money, everybody be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's some interesting things going on in the Middle East.
And I guess they're still using the $153 billion to do what?
Build missiles, nuclear program.
Fund Syria, you know.
So we can't get any more nuclear fuel because Kim Jong's only taking gold. So we need to get some gold there, Barack.
Kim Jong.
So we can funnel it over here to the North Koreans.
They're not working with the Iranians, are they?
Oh, no.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the guys that are always doing whatever they say they're going to do in a treaty, never?
Ever.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Billy Bob on the phone, and I'm about ready to throw my mouse through the window. Good morning,
hey,
Billy
guys.
Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Now, I thoroughly enjoy your show, and you guys are absolutely phenomenal, and I still maintain we should syndicate you and go across this country with your incredible diagnosis of what's happening. But can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
Why in the world hasn't the gauntlet come down on the Clintons? Why in the world can they get away with this corruption and this absolute theft of everything that we have?
Hey, have you ever heard of the Teflon Don? Remember what's his name, John Gotti, who was his nickname was the Teflon Don, right? Until something stuck. See it. And that's what's happening, I think, here, is that Trump, the administration, the deep state, has been entrenched for a long time, and they're slowly but surely getting pushed into irrelevance.
Right. And well, my opinion is this Don, this Sessions, is absolutely worthless. I mean, he ought to be fired, and again, something ought to be done. If America can't get their feet underneath their bodies and get moving out of this swamp, we are in trouble. And again, I don't have, hey, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have to comply with any federal law because no one else does from the top on down. So, hey, you want to write me a ticket? Go ahead. I ain't going to pay it. So anyway, I don't have to abide by any federal law, and I'm just ticked off, as you can probably tell. And I don't know why someone doesn't put their foot down on all this crap. So anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Thanks, Billy Bob. Right, I think somebody needs to lose a shoe somewhere.
How do you like me now?
Well, I understand the sentiment.
I agree.
You know, okay, so I have to follow the rules. And every day there's new rules, but you don't have to follow
any of them. Stop. Here's how it works. You follow the rules, and okay. I break the rules and do whatever I want because I am the king. See, it's good to be the king. And so you just have to shut up and go back to work and keep working.
Yeah, I'm confused by that whole process.
Yeah, and it's okay because I'm the king. And you're not, and there's no rule of law except the rules that I say is law.
Yeah. No.
Stay in your lane.
Go to hell. did I miss a meeting?
Do the letters F-U mean anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Do the word cyclic rate mean anything?
But that's what Billy's talking about, is that the rule of law has got to apply to everybody, or it can't apply to anybody.
Exactly. It has to be... regardless of political status,
I think Trump,
age, color, creed, it has to be equal under
I
the
think
law
Trump knows this.
For everyone.
I think Trump knows this. In fact, I wanted to key up Trump's speech for Thanksgiving, and I want to play that. It's only about 3 minutes.
It was interesting. If you really listen to... I've started listening to the way that he speaks a different way.
Yeah.
He says what he means. You just got to kind of...
You got to read between the lines, yeah, a little bit. Or you just got to read the lines.
Yeah, he lays it out there.
Yeah, so I think we should play this speech, and I think that we haven't, the fat lady has not sung yet on any of this stuff.
Not close.
Not even close.
And whether Jeff Sessions will be there to lead the band or not, who knows?
I think Sessions is doing a bang-up job in some of these other areas, you know. At the same time, if he can't cut the mustard, get rid of him. But right now... I think he's going to be forced to name a special prosecutor, and then let's see what happens from there. But I don't know. I mean, you know, like I say, Teflon Don
is
got
a... Is Ken Starr still alive?
I think so. I don't know. You know, yeah. I'm not sure who the special prosecutor would be. I would like to... I think that they should get somebody who's actually going to prosecute based on evidence.
Yeah.
Follow the law. Justice is blind.
Yeah, not rewrite the narrative of what the crime is to avoid it being a crime like Comey did.
Well, either that or you're like Mueller. You're trying to find, you know, something that you can, you know, turn into a crime.
Yeah, or something that you can auction off for immunity.
Well, there could be that.
Yeah.
We shall see. So, I don't know. I mean, go ahead and cue that presidential speech up I sent you. It's only like 3 or 4 minutes, and I think it's worth listening to. And I think that there's so much going on in the news cycle that it's hard to keep up and keep perspective of what's going on here. I think that we need to kind of keep our heads above water, and I think we need to, you know, be thankful for what we do have in the direction that we're going, because, you know, quite frankly, I think we all should be mad, but at the same time, I think the ship is turning.
It's going to take a little bit of patience.
It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. I think Trump is doing a bang-up job. I think he's doing an outstanding job considering what he was handed. I still think that that's going to get a lot rougher before it gets better. But, you know, hey, sometimes there's purity in suffering.
Well, sometimes you got to remind people what they got before they, you know, appreciate it.
Well, you know, otherwise, you know, we can just all get on the dole. Until there is no dole. And when there is no dole, then reality is going to set in, and we'll actually have to produce something or starve to death. Or extort.
Oh, no! We suck again!
I hate it when that happens. And that's really what it's coming down to, is that, well, I guess we could extort things from other people.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be right. Anyway, go ahead and play it, Bob. This is the Thanksgiving Day speech of Donald Trump, 2017.
Hello, Melania and I would like to wish you a blessed and joyful Thanksgiving. Nearly 400 years ago, the Pilgrims gathered with Native Americans to give thanks to their first harvest. Just over a year before, in September of 1620, the Pilgrims set sail on the Mayflower to settle a new land where they could live and worship freely. They came to this continent with few resources, but rich in faith, courage, and dreams. They endured a treacherous voyage across the ocean and long days inside the ship's cabin as storms raged wild. Then, when the Pilgrims arrived at Plymouth, their first act was to pray. Soon, they persevered through the months of bitter winter. With the help of Squanto and the Wampanoag tribe, they survived and began to build a new home for their families. On their first Thanksgiving, they came together to rejoice after their harvest and praise God for His provision. Since then, Americans have always remembered the blessings of freedom and the glory of God. In his first year as president, George Washington proclaimed a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. He asked all citizens to unite in sincere and humble thanks for God's providence and the founding of our country. And in the midst of the Civil War, President Lincoln made the last Thursday in November a national holiday. He called on Americans to come together with one heart and one voice to thank God for his gracious gifts and to ask him to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it. Today, we give thanks for all of the pilgrims, pioneers, and patriots who have gone before us, and for all those warriors who have kept us safe and free. This week, we know that thousands of men and women in uniform won't be able to come home for Thanksgiving. They're standing watch around the world, facing down our enemies and defending our great American flag. We are eternally grateful for their courage, heroism, and sacrifice. We also thank Americans at home who serve their fellow Americans in need of a helping hand. Families who care for the sick, bring food to the hungry, and provide a loving home to children across the country. This year, in the face of painful hardships, we have seen the incredible strength of the American spirit. Neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers, and citizens reaching out for those in need. We pray for the Americans impacted by the devastating storms and wildfires that struck our nation. We mourn for the victims of the horrible shootings that stole so many innocent lives. And we thank God for the police, firefighters, paramedics, and rescue workers who put themselves in harm's way to save others. The people of this nation come from all different backgrounds, but we are all one people and one American family. We all share the same heart, the same home, and the same glorious destiny. And we are all bound together by the common bonds of love, loyalty, and affection that make our country into a wonderful home. Together, we give thanks for the loved ones who grace our lives and for the heroes who protect our nation. And we ask for God's continued blessings on this magnificent land. Our country is doing very well. Our stock market has hit a new all-time high. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. We've created $5.5 trillion worth of values. We are doing something very special. People are feeling it. The enthusiasm in this country has never been higher. We're very, very happy on this Thanksgiving Day. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
I don't think I agree with everything that he said, and I especially don't agree with the unemployment rate, and I think the stock market's in a bubble. I think he talked about the bubble before he became president. So I think there's some good things that are happening here, and I think the ship's turning around, but I still think it's going to get ugly before it gets better. And so, you know, but when was the last time you had a president that talked about something other than himself?
It's been a little bit, hasn't it?
Think about that. I mean, I never heard a mention of anything about, you know, I mean,
you know, our ancestral heritage,
yeah,
our culture, our commitment to higher power, our troops that are serving, the American people. Yeah, it's kind of a new narrative.
It is.
But you keep hearing this repeated theme with Trump now. Manifest destiny. America's destiny. It's time to reach our destiny. Where does he think we're headed?
Good question. I don't know. We got about a minute before the top of the hour, but, you know, you know, I think it's a good time for reflection, and it's a good time to look into the holiday season and, you know, do what's best for your family and take care of things and, mm-hmm. you know, but be responsible and get involved in our liberty and the program and, you know, the state of Jefferson and you know, educating your children, whatever it's going to take, because this is not going to go away anytime soon. And I don't know. I just think that we're in the middle of a war for our freedom, for our country.
Well, it's an old war. I think when at the end of the day, it's an essential war between good and bad that's gone on for a long time.
I agree. With that, hey, we'll be back after the break. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You can call in at 530-605-4567, and we'll see you on the other side.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, passes, each one she passes goes by. Oh, but he watches so sad.
You're tuned to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Michigan Democrat John Conyers has quit the House Judiciary Committee today amid sexual harassment allegations.
Conyers issued a statement saying that after careful consideration and in light of the attention drawn by the recent allegations, he would step aside as the ranking Democrat on the committee during an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment. Conyers went on to deny the allegations, many of which he claimed were paid for by, in his words, a partisan alt-right blogger. He added that he looks forward to vindicating himself before the House Committee on Ethics.
SRN's Wally Hines. Elsewhere, a vote is set for this week on anti-harassment training on the Hill.
House Speaker Paul Ryan had announced that anti-harassment and anti-discrimination training would be required. This is a formal vote on a bipartisan resolution that mandates that training. The Senate has already approved a similar measure. The House vote comes at a time when Congressman John Conyers, a Democrat from Michigan, and Senator Al Franken are accused of improper behavior and are potentially facing ethics investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Associated Press says the FBI never told scores of U.S. officials that Russian hackers were trying to break into their personal Gmail accounts. That's despite the fact they had the evidence for at least a year this was going on. The AP has conducted nearly 80 interviews with Americans targeted by a Russian government-aligned cyber espionage group and found in only two cases had the FBI talked to these people before the AP had. Egypt, reeling from the attack Friday on a mosque in Sinai that killed 305 people, the deadliest attack by Muslim terrorists in the country's modern history, and a grim milestone, 27 of the dead were children. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
A Jackie Robinson jersey fetches big bucks.
Dallas-based Heritage Auctions sold the only known surviving jersey from Jackie Robinson's historic 1947 rookie season for more than $2 million. Robinson was, of course, the first black player to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball. The jersey fetched a price of $2.05 million in the Heroes of Sport auction, a four-day, two-auction series that resulted in $13.6 million in total sales, Valdior reporting.
Ireland's European Commissioner is advising British Prime Minister Theresa May to substantially alter Brexit plans to move stalled talks forward. Phil Hogan says the problem of the post-Brexit border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland can be solved if May drops plans to leave the customs union and the single market when Britain quits the EU. Failing that, he says, the government should allow Northern Ireland to remain in those entities so the border issue disappears. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Army's first-ever female infantry recruits are getting in shape.
For 18-year-old Kirsten, it's a chance to prove females belong.
I've grown up with all guys, so I've always wanted to one-up all the guys.
While integration's new for the Army's infantry and armor units, Lieutenant Colonel Sam Edwards says young recruits don't know any different.
They just think that's, you know, the way it's always been.
One morning last month at Georgia's Fort Benning, the females took their place alongside male recruits. Training in the pre-dawn chill and kicking down doors. They're just like every other recruit. And Colonel Kelly Kendrick says that's the way it should be.
I just want to be an infantryman, period.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Today is Sunday, November the 26th, and a birthday for some famous folks, including singer Tina Turner. She's 78 years old today. Rich Little is 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Excuse me, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio. We're in North State. Let's see. What else can we talk about? Go ahead and key that Rob Kirby a video up for me, Bob. We're going to listen to the first 7 minutes of that. And in the meantime, while he's doing that, let's talk about the U.S. State Department. They seem to be like the core of evil. Like the... they're like Sauron in The Hobbit. You know?
Yeah. The Nazgul, they're out seeking the ring.
And the yeah, you got that. And the Democratic Party's the orcs. You know. I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of crazy. But the U.S. State Department has courted controversy by announcing it will plow $700,000 into Hungarian media, angering the country's anti-globalist conservative government. So let me see if we got this straight. The U.S. State Department will pay Hungarian media outlets to promote mass immigration into Hungary.
Why would we be doing that?
I don't know.
Who would that be benefiting? How is that a benefit to the United States of America to spend taxpayer dollars overseas to get Hungary to allow immigration? And just who do we want to be able to immigrate?
They want a mass migration.
Of?
Of, let's see, this is blah, blah, blah. Who's been migrating lately?
Canadian geese?
No, I think it was something else.
Islamic extremists?
Well, that maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
You could call them extremists or Islamicists, Persians.
I want to try that again.
Persians.
So we're going to spend United States taxpayer money to influence a sovereign nation against their will.
I thought that was illegal or something.
It is.
Yeah, this is from Breitbart.
Okay, and that's to promote whose foreign policy?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It says Breitbart in London spoke to the State Department official who confirmed it supports what it calls democracy and human rights programming.
What is that? Human rights programming?
Well, you know, it's like we have rights that are constitutionally guaranteed or guaranteed by God, depending on your philosophy.
That we are innately
unalienable,
yeah,
rights,
and that we have, and we're born.
And
with,
so does everybody else in the country, right? Because they're
well. See that is
us
one
too.
Of the arguments is do those rights extend to everybody or just those with citizenship?
You know, I'm pretty sure that this is our country. If it was their country, they'd have their own constitution. How could our constitution be their constitution if they're from another country?
But if they're from another country, do they have a right to take my rights away?
Yeah, if they come in and vote them out.
Yeah, see how that whole nationality thing works now. I'm getting it.
Yeah, this Sharia law. Hey, you know, Sharia law. And why would our State Department be promoting that?
Maybe because it's planted with people of that slant, and maybe it's because people that pull their strings accept large donations and campaign contributions from nations and other interests that want to promote Sharia law. Maybe because a lot of these people have their job and are beholden to people that support things like this. Maybe because it's a swamp infested with alligators and snakes and bugs and all kinds of just junk that's been piling up in the swamp for, 30 years?
Well, the State Department has echoed the claims that that too many Hungarian news outlets are sympathetic to Prime Minister Viktor Orban's popular conservative government, which has earned powerful enemies by opposing the European Union on mass immigration, building a highly effective border wall, and exposing the network of European politicians deemed reliable allies by billionaire open borders campaigner George Soros. It's all coming into focus, isn't it?
And where is it that our decision to make that as the United States of America, where is it our decision to make any decision what their media is over supportive of?
Well, it's kind of like the sex fund. You know, they just kind of slushed it together and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, out of the Office of Compliance, we'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's pretty bad. It is. How bad is it when your government has a sexual harassment slush fund to pay hush money to women that have been sexually harassed, raped, who knows what all?
Yeah, when do I get to run out and sexually harass and rape somebody and then get to come up to you and go, "Hey, I need $100," and she'll be quiet? Never. Exactly. Exactly. Never, ever, ever.
Ever, 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 ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they can do it.
But it's
millions of dollars worth.
You get elected to Congress, it's like getting a new, it's like getting a get out of jail free card in Monopoly.
Yeah, I figure I'm just going to fly to Washington and get myself date raped by some staffer, some politician to get my taxes back. That's how I'm going to recover my Social Security contribution.
Oh, gosh, darn. I don't even know where to go with that.
Oh, I already know. I'll never see my Social Security money. They've already...
it's gone.
It's pooped.
Oh, yeah. Just go out and get a hard a job and earn a bunch of money and pay it into Social Security so you can have a secure and, a lucrative retirement program.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Not a penny for me, and not a chance to
get
my money back.
Nothing. You lose.
That's it.
Well, it's like the guys are. I was listening to the State of Jefferson radio program earlier about the guys down in the other county that are worried about their pensions.
What pension?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay. You know, it's the same argument for Social Security. It's like, oh, no, that's not an entitlement. We paid into that, except that they turned it into an entitlement for people who didn't pay into it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that they're taking the money that you paid into it and stealing it and giving it to people who didn't pay into it, which means that it's another redistribution wealth, redistribution of the wealth program, and mm-hmm. you've been duped.
Yeah.
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem
robbed.
To add up.
Stolen from.
Well, no, not really, because we can just print our way out of it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. So when I get when it's time for my Social Security and there's no wealth to back it up, you'll just print me a bunch of more paper that
it works.
Steadily becomes worth less and less due to inflation.
It's working right now in Venezuela.
Yes, quantitive easing.
Because they have, it's more, this is more like quantitative flooding.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that the death spiral, this is from CNN. So if it's from CNN... That's reliable sources of news, but, I mean, we'll take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
They're saying, even CNN is saying that there's a 4,000%, I didn't say, like, 4%. This is a 4,000% rate of inflation in Venezuela right now. Because
is that bad? 4,000%? Is that a lot?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on whether you're getting hungry and want something to eat or not. And, you know, if you're producing stuff and, you know, you can't pay for anything because it's costing too much, and you know it has little side effects, like, you know, you don't have any electricity and water and can't pay your mortgage,
you're eating pigeons and dogs out in the street because
there's
no food.
I mean, Venezuela's money is nearly worthless. It's a cash crisis.
It actually costs more to print the money than the money is worth now.
Yeah, so here's how it works. Okay, here's how it works. The Bolivar lost 96% of its value this year. Okay, so you know, at the start of the year, it took 3,100 Bolivars to buy a dollar. At the beginning of this last month, a dollar was worth 41,000 Bolivars. And as of Tuesday, it takes 84,000 Bolivars to buy an American dollar.
Wow.
So your money is kind of getting devalued. And, of course, that couldn't happen here in America because we're backed by gold, right?
Would that be the shiny stuff that we picked up and flew to Iran?
Yeah, that.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Where is our gold? Has anybody seen our gold lately?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing an audit.
Yeah.
I think we want to play this Rob Kirby clip. And this kind of feathers beautifully into what we're talking about here. And this is actually a little interview with Greg Hunter. And we're only going to play the first 6 minutes or 7 minutes or so. Because I think this actually explains exactly what we're talking about right now. So go ahead, Bob, and cue it up and hit the play button.
I'm Greg Hunter. Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. With us, a regular guest. He's always fascinating when he's on. I always look forward to it because I always learn something new. He does proprietary economic research at KirbyAnalytics.com. He is a macroeconomic analyst. Of course, I'm talking about Rob Kirby at KirbyAnalytics.com. Rob Kirby, thanks for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com.
Pleasure to be with you again, Greg.
We're going to get to this in a minute, but one of the things I've already asked you about your global sources. You got sources all over the planet, in Asia and in London and, you know, all over the place. You also do, you know, macro economic analysis, which is brilliant. You came up with the Bitcoin being a, you know, people were running out of the dollar at 1,000. You know, what is it now? We'll talk about that in a minute. But also, I want to talk to you about the gold. We also buy tons of gold for people, tonnage. I know that your client list is secretive, and what you do is secretive, but you do have great sources. We'll get into that in just a minute. But I want to talk about this. The last few weeks, these big hits on gold. I mean, $4 billion notional, another $2 billion, you know, dumped into the gold market, which is, relatively speaking, a tiny market. And then we don't get a big, you know, big suck down. What's going on with them dumping gold, dumping paper derivatives onto the gold market? What are they afraid of? Why won't they just let it rise?
Because if they stop pushing the price of gold down in the paper markets, the price of gold will rise much the same way that the price of Bitcoin is rising. And what they're afraid is if they don't keep gold contained in a box the rise would become manic very quickly, and what would be dominating the news cycle, Greg, would be lineups of people outside of coin shops going around the block waiting to buy ounces of gold. And this is a very, very bad picture for the monetary elites who are pushing their fiat money on people, and it doesn't make for good news for them. So this is something they want to avoid at all costs. And this is why they throw billions and billions in fiat money suppressively to keep the price of gold under control. Even the effect of these dumps of paper contracts on the gold markets, like the COMEX and in London, are not having the same effect that they used to. 5 years ago, a $4 billion dump on COMEX would have probably taken the price of gold down $50. Today, they're lucky if a dump like that causes the price of gold to go down $10 or $15, and it recomposes itself very quickly within a day or two. 5 years ago, a $4 billion dump would have decimated the market, and it would have taken months, many weeks or months, for the market to recompose itself. Well, they've lost the power to basically smear the market the way they used to. And the reason why this is so is that, let's just say that in certain areas of the world, Asia and in the East, people and sovereign entities are accumulating physical gold at an insatiable rate. And to really knock the price down today, it requires the unleashing of physical metal into the market, and the West just doesn't have it to sell anymore. So that's what they have, is their paper contracts. That's what they have left, and it's becoming a very tough job to keep it contained.
Would you say that the gold now, and I know you deal in the world of tonnage. I mean, people will say, oh, I can buy all the gold coins I want. Yeah, that's nice. But for somebody with $1 billion, 1,000 ounces of gold is like a college endowment. I mean, basically, but you deal in the world of tonnage. So would you say that the strongest of strong hands are now holding most of the world's gold?
Yeah, and increasingly this becomes a bigger truism day by day, Greg. The appetite for physical metal in the East is enormous, and it doesn't go away, and it doesn't wane. But listeners should understand that the gold market itself is very bifurcated, in that the demand for gold in the Western world, specifically in North America or Canada, U.S., is paltry relative to what it is in Asia. In Asia, it's very difficult to procure tonnage of gold and or silver. But in Canada and the U.S., it's relatively easier to do just that. But you know what? Times are changing, and the reason why times are changing, Greg, is because, like, I know people who are involved in, let's just say, cryptoizing hard assets.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your sources. What's the end game with the gold, and what are they going to do with it in the end? I mean, they're not just going to sit on it.
We are going to experience. Precious metal being cryptoized and basically put on the blockchain, and what the monetary elites are going to find, I believe, in the very near future, is that cryptoized gold and cryptoized silver, which will basically give a surety to the buyer that it's actual real, backed by real metal. These are going to be superior alternatives to GLD and SLV, in my view, and this will bring transparency, I believe, to the price discovery process for both gold and silver. And so what this means is ultimately, I believe that GLD, SLV, and COMEX are going to be made irrelevant by the cryptoizing of physical metal.
Will they vault the metal? Just, I don't mean to interrupt you, but will they actually vault the metal in a secure? What are your sources saying on how this is going to work?
No,
are they going to actually vault the metal somewhere and say, okay, we'll let you in to see? Will they pay you if you say, okay, I have a cryptoized gold Bitcoin, it's now worth 10,000, you know, 10,000 an ounce, or excuse me, 10,000, you know, a unit of cryptoized gold? Can I have an ounce of gold or whatever it is?
Exactly what the denominations will be that it will be redeemable in, I can't say for certain. But to give you an idea, these cryptoized precious metals will have behind them physical ounces stored in vaults in very secure locations. And if people want to surrender their cryptocurrency, they will be able to take delivery of physical metal. I mean, there may be thresholds that need, like, you're not going to be able to. I can't envision.
That's enough, being Bob. Go ahead and kill it there. I think you kind of get the idea, and it sort of feathers into what we've been talking about. Now, this is a new spin on this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency that's been going through the roof, and you know, the fact that they've been trying to hammer the price of gold and silver down, but Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have been going through the ceiling, is an indicator of panic and people trying to put their money someplace because the devaluation is taking place. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But I would be really reticent about keeping my money in the bank.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've said that for how long.
And what do you do with Bitcoin if the lights go out?
Well, that's it. I've actually owned some Bitcoin and I've been doing some experimenting with it lately. And it's pretty easy to acquire and get in and do what you need to do to get it. And it's still just digits in a computer.
Yeah.
If the computers go down, then you can't get to it. Okay.
That's
a downside to it. But I think Bitcoin's here to stay, and I think it's going to be here for a long time. And I think there's an application for it when they're talking about backing it up with gold and silver, that you can trade your Bitcoin for that down the road. That's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. Now it's easily transportable, easily protected, easily concealed.
Different game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the newest thing on the horizon. And, you know, Bitcoin's been going through the roof. I mean, we're at, I'll take a look here real quick. And
I think it just crossed over 9,000.
No, it's 8,000. It went over 8,000. I got it right here. And but that's the first time in history it just crossed over 8,000. And people are saying it's going to... let's see, unconfirmed device. What do you mean unconfirmed device? I already used this already.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get in here and I'll look at it. But for some reason, must be because I'm on a different internet.
But then you have other economic indicators that really are kind of the underpinnings of the economy that are pointing the other direction.
You know what it is that they want me to confirm it. Hold on a second here.
Yeah, I've got one here. Bitcoin tops 9,300.
Oh, it just did then this morning.
Yeah, it's skyrocketing.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing to own, but it could be like owning a tulip during the tulip mania.
There you go. And okay, so yeah, it says Bitcoin tops 9,300 amid extinction level event for banks. That's pretty powerful there by itself.
So you click the confirmation link. Hold on a second. Hey, I'm working on my Bitcoin here, man.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's really just in the last little bit it's shot through the roof.
And that's pretty tricky how they did that. Okay, so, yeah, I've got the dashboard coming up. Anyway, I've been doing a little investigative reporting on it. Yeah, $9,300, man. That was like 63. Yeah, it's doing pretty good. And there's a couple other ones in there, Litecoin and Ethereum. And, yeah, let's see. Bitcoin's up 63%.
It's now clocking at higher than Merck, Disney, General Electric.
Could be a good pick if you like Airbucks. You know, it is convertible to dollars, though.
I know.
anyway,
it's convertible to about anything.
You know, but the point of this whole thing is that what the point I was trying to make is that if they're going to back Bitcoin by with gold, then what does that tell you about gold and silver and precious metals? That and all these other countries have been sucking them up like there's nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you about gold and silver? It tells you that it's the real money. It's the only real money. Now, this blockchain technology, I think, is kind of cool, and I think it has a total application. You know, it crosses all borders. You know, a lot of people, more people are accepting Bitcoin, and mm-hmm. People are running into it. It's driving the price up. I think it could turn into a bubble and pop. But if
Bitcoin does bubble out and pop, where does it land when it pops? It's still probably looking pretty decent, even after the fall.
I think that a lot of that wealth transfer is going to end up in gold and silver at some point. You know, we've never seen anything like this in history, this whole monetary manipulation across the board. But and people are a lot of people have given up. It's never going to happen. But I'm telling you, the writing's on the wall. I can't see anything but that happening unless we all of a sudden just have a complete reset. And that could be in the cards with Trump. But if we don't have a reset, would you rather be holding a bunch of worthless bucks or a bunch of worthless digits in a computer?
Well, it's part of the problem is Bitcoin is a perfect example of fiat currency. Somebody really invented it out of thin air and said, there's only this much and you have to do this to find it because this is how I'm establishing the valuation of it. And then there's nothing to peg it to. There's no value. There's no intrinsic value.
There's no real value other than it's accepted, and mm-hmm. and so it's backed by other people's time and it's just like our dollar right now is exactly the same thing.
It's exactly,
exactly the same thing. But it's accepted and it's still valuable as long as people accept it. And so that's the thing. And if you can't counterfeit it, that's the other side about gold and silver is you can't counterfeit them. Mm-hmm. You can counterfeit dollars, and I don't think you can counterfeit Bitcoin. You have to actually mine it, and it has it's a math calculation and this blockchain technology, mm-hmm. so it makes it limited on your ability to acquire it.
So a computer created it, right?
Well, it's math problems in the computer, and you have to actually solve these math problems that are so complicated that it takes, you know, a certain amount of time for any computer that's even set up to figure them out, and that's how you actually achieve coin.
But if somebody was able to program a computer to create it, somebody's going to be able to figure out how to program a computer to recreate it.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. In the meantime, it's definitely interesting. I'm buying more tulips.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not putting down Bitcoin and stuff. It just, again, to me, it lacks intrinsic value.
I feel the exact same way. But it's like, you know, my thing is that if I can buy the right tulip mm-hmm. and sell it before it pops.
There you go.
I might have made some money.
You might.
If I try not to, if I miss the top.
Well, even
I could lose it all.
Even if you buy a tulip at $3 and then the tulip hits $9 and then collapses all the way to $6, you're still looking okay.
Well, yeah, but if it collapses to 25 cents, I'm screwed.
A little bit. Or your tulip dies.
Let's go to a break, Bob. And I want to do queue up. I don't know if you got that Hall & Oates up there. Yeah. This is my message to Hillary. You know, that's what I hope is. This is what I hope is going to happen with Hillary this next week or two. Thank you.
consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. My daddy tried to bomb me with a sermon, but it's plain to say that they can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I got the strength to carry on. Yeah, I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me who I will be. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I, what went wrong? Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. Warm as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah, my face ain't looking any younger.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Jean commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. If you don't like that, I can't help you.
You have no taste.
You have zero taste.
Yeah. Sorry. I just...
Love that horn.
Mm-hmm. There's a little something good in there for anybody.
Yep. Good stuff, Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. We've got Lori on the line. Are you there, Lori?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Guys and everyone. Hey, I like your opening remark this morning on assignment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's on assignment, or was.
Yeah, well,
or
you're
maybe.
Surrounded by Lindas, first off, so.
It's a little odd. It is a little
fun.
Odd. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great term because that could mean anything or nothing. So, if
I'm not
people
sure
missed,
how to respond.
If people missed the first show, Jefferson show earlier with Terry and Wynn, it's a keeper with Mark Baird. It's phenomenal. Definitely archive it, people. And I have an idea for both you guys' radio shows to kind of get some fundraising, as well as the Jefferson Court Legal Fund, is just to start doing film screenings and ask for a donation. There's a great one called Shadow World. Just watched it last night about the military arms race. And then make a talk or a presentation after a short filming. YouTube is full of opportunities on all of this. Another second idea would be, in addition to film screenings, is to have target practice parties. Like, it doesn't have to be Iron Mountain, but it could be on private property now that it's yep. raining, it's winter. You could call it bonding over barrels and buckshot. You know, and again, make it a donation-related thing, and just have something where it's female-friendly, or first-timers, or senior refresh, or get the youth and the junior population starting to get acquainted. I wish I would have been. I grew up with hunters, but all I did was pet the dead rabbits in my basement. That's the closest I got to the hunting experience.
Not sure.
dead rabbits is that in the basement. Is that a metaphor?
No. That's what they would shoot. I grew up in Minnesota, so that's what they'd come home with.
They put the dead rabbits in the basement because that's where they cleaned them up. After
yeah, or they'd put them there because it was cold enough. And I just felt so sorry for the little critters. So
I thought we were headed towards Silence of the Lambs or something there for a second. It puts the notion on its head.
I can't say they were all normal, but...
Yeah, my dad, Buffalo Bob, I mean...
Oh, my God. Well, I do have, as a wrap-up with the Sex Slush Fund that's in brought for all of our attention.
Fast.
One, the money could be going off to another planet. They're terraforming. It's the aliens. It's the swamp reptilians. Or the money's going to the special orthotic ankle boots that we have seen on Hillary for her broken toe and John McCain. Those apparently
yes.
are covering up their GPS tracking because, strange as this might sound, the little research I've done is that they're trying to gather up all the doubles, which we've known has happened since JFK time. Obama, how many doubles of him went around on the campaign trail? How many people really think these people running for campaign do several speeches in different county, states, time zones, and look refreshed and have a crisp new script to read? No, this makes
cocaine's
perfect
a hell
sense
of a drug.
Extras out there for security reasons.
Well, you know, if you go back to Hillary campaign, it wasn't really quite like that because they kept having to pick her up and throw her into the car.
She was actually barking at the moon and drooling on herself by the end.
She
of
tripped. She tripped going into the plane.
You know, yeah, you know, I saw them all. And whether she was having seizures, medication failure, yeah. it reminded me of the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man that falls apart or needs the oil squeak squeak thing. I don't know. But it's scary to me that this kind of money is just being wasted yeah. to keep and prop up this whole thing. So, anyway,
the illusion.
She either had a seizure in that one video, or she did in fact think she could bite her own ear.
Oh God, this is so frightening.
Yeah, I gotta say.
No, the Matrix is falling apart apparently. But those pictures are out there, and I've even heard that even Chelsea has a GPS ankle boot on her as well. So. Because if it's a corporation, you're allowed, I guess, some degree of misrepresentation or fraud. I don't know. I cannot keep up with this. But if they are rounding them up, this would make sense why it's taking so long and we're all pulling our hair out going, what the heck is the problem?
I'm not really sure how to respond to that. I did see an article where it looks like Chelsea might be Webb Hubble's daughter. And
we've been trying to figure that one out.
I'm telling you, look at the pictures. I was like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah, that's been out there for a while. That's
I've seen that
Bill
one.
Clinton's.
We know all Bill Clinton's kids are half black.
Yeah, there's the guy that he disavowed himself from, and there's a story out
there.
Yeah,
that poor dude.
And now we got the Obama stories where the kids are somebody else's. And I don't know, Michelle's got a deep voice in the shower, and I don't know.
Michelle shoulders Obama.
Michael.
Part of me just salivates to hear about the next disclosures,
secret,
and the next person that's been busted for, you know, unsavory behavior.
You just got to be careful, because I think they throw a lot of those stories out there just to make you sound like you got a tinfoil hat on, and half of them are true.
Yeah, and the other half are...
and the other half are just disinformation campaigns, so I don't know.
Well, on a happier note, I understand that, Mark, your birthday's coming up this week, and much as I would like to buy you a bunch of wonderful crab, it's on hold again. December 1st got moved to December 16th because of the Domoic emphasis on ick. Toxin. So maybe those crab legs are going to be as valuable as a Bitcoin.
I've been kind of shying away from the seafood lately.
Yeah, I've been kind of staying away from Pacific
crab.
I don't know.
So, I mean, I hate to give up my seafood, but I don't believe the news is truthful anymore. And I'm pretty sure they haven't been telling us this whole story on Fukushima. I don't know.
Yeah, but buying crab that starts with K
this year. Plenty of places
is
falling apart, melting. They're not disclosing the leaks that are all over the place. So if I had my request, I'd say, hey, put the song Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday Song, or otherwise Queen can have the Another One Bites the Dust for the Podestas. And the Frank and Clinton Obama.
I'm not sure where you're going.
Not you. All right, you guys, thanks.
Thanks, Laurie.
All right,
Laurie.
Thanks, Laurie.
I mean, here's a story. Okay, here's a story from let me get it pulled up here. Kind of addresses what we're talking about with the news.
Well, it does appear that Black Friday sales were up 17.9% from a year ago. Is that a pretty significant jump?
Maybe Trump's pulling it off. I sure hope so. He's done stellar. I mean, he's done more in 1 year than the past four presidents.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain
of good.
Can, turn this thing around, but I don't.
I'm not sure I'm buying the unemployment numbers, and I'm not buying the participation, and I'm not buying that the stock market is at a record high because it's doing well. I mean, so I think we're still going to have a reset, and I think it's all set up to blame Trump anyway. I mean, because Trump owns this economy now, according to everybody. So what happens if it crashes?
It's Bush's fault.
It's
Bush's fault. Which that, Bush?
That SOB. It doesn't matter, either one of them.
Yeah. So it's going your lane. It's Jimmy Carter's fault.
Yeah, the peanut farmer gone awry. He's gone crazy. He's off the farm.
Oh,
we suck again.
Who's that, Stimpy? That's Ren and Stimpy, isn't it?
That's Adam Sandler.
What's the guy's name?
Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider.
Oh, I was trying to figure out who it was, because it sounded like, Ren and Stimpy was like, the little cat and the mouse cartoon. You never mind. Stimpy, you idiot.
You idiot. we've got a happy article here about cities will soon be reeling under the burden of growing pension debt. As CalPERS is starting to admit, we're not funded.
Really?
Actually, our projections were off by up to 68%, they're saying.
But we gave ourselves raises last month, so it's okay.
And now they're saying CalSTRS could be in a similar situation.
No.
I think we've been talking about that for a while.
I don't know. I mean, we're just a bunch of tinfoil hat wearing nut jobs.
You get nothing. You lose.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they're saying that they have a 30-year plan to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Based on a rate of return on their current investments that they are lying about, that they only have half of, at a 15% rate compounded annually. So if they maintain the 18% a year that's projected through the income, they'll be out of the woods in 30 years.
Pretty close, because what they're what they're saying is their 30-year plan is to spend 18 years making the minimum plans, allowing the local municipality to make up the rest of the payment while they make the minimum payments.
Oh, wow.
And the less.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That's awfully big of them.
Yeah, you sons of...
Yeah, so they'll meet their contractually obligated... payment portion for 18 years, and then the last 12 years they should be funded for the people that are coming to retirement now.
Hey, what a bunch of great guys. I bet the heads of that department burn ants with magnifying glasses.
Yeah. Who runs that show over there?
A bunch of frickin' commies. I mean, that's what the real deal is. These guys are up there, and they don't give a crap. They're giving themselves raises. They spent out the money. They've been lying about what's in the fund. You know, and now, oh, we're going to allow you, the little people, to contribute twice as much as you did before in the name of good management.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what CalPERS is now saying is their solution. To deal with the pensions now, they're just going to make minimum payments for 18 years, and then they'll be funded for the last 12 years for the people that are coming into retirement age now.
Assuming but the stock market hits $45,000.
Yeah, that'll be... Oh, and they're saying now they just need to increase their projections from the 7.5% they can't hit to 11.2%.
You can do it!
It might as well be 30%.
Yeah. We're just going to make a billion kajillion dollars and everything's going
to
be okay.
It's going to be...
You can do it!
Billions and billions. That should be... trillions and trillions. Because that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, and now they're even discussing Loyalton specifically, that was hit with an annual $1.66 million termination fee, and the town budget is right about $1 million, but the termination fee for CalPERS is going to hit them for $1.66 million a year.
What happens when they run out of money?
Bad things.
We'll just all go out into the village square and hit the piñata.
isn't that kind of like what happened to Venezuela? They ran out of money?
Yeah.
Well, their money ran out of value?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
They didn't really run out of money because they had wheelbarrows full of money that were worthless.
Yeah, I think we're headed the same way.
And that's how you can pay all your friends off in a pension plan, but CalPERS doesn't have a printing press. Otherwise, they'd put on their green eye shade and go downstairs and start cranking out the bucks. But that is a problem if you're not the Federal Reserve, because then you have to get your money from the Federal Reserve, who has then been quantitative easing to the 10th degree, and our money's being devalued exponentially that way.
It says here, the guy says that it may have been a mistake to not calculate the actual numbers and simply assume the higher rate of return.
How do you keep your job?
It's like being a
tranny, you know. It's like, well, I'm just going to tell everybody I'm a female, even though I'm not. Yeah. You know, I just have to shave a little more, yeah. You know, because...
Just don't look under the dress and everything.
That's right, because I can be whatever I want to be.
You can do it!
Wow. Oh, these guys are really professional financial...
these guys are wizards.
Yeah, these guys are regular eggheads, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just pretend we're getting 18% and they'll never know the difference.
Yeah, it might have been a mistake to not calculate the actual numbers and just assume the higher rate of return.
How many strings does your guitar have? Five? We'll just let that thumb hang and yeah. Pretend it's a real one.
Hey, what do? I go down to get a new car, and when they go, let me see your paycheck, I go, well, I assume I'll have a lot of money in the next couple of months.
That's right. I assume that you're giving them away at half price.
And then when the bill's due, I go, well, that might have been a mistake. And then what? I walked away with the car?
You know, the sad part is what you're saying is, for real? These guys are out of touch with reality. I think that the leftist communist mentalities are evil idiots that have no clue about anything other than they're power drunk.
I don't think they get money.
Huh?
I don't think they understand money.
No, they just understand power, and I'm drunk with it.
Well, when you run out of money, you just get more, right?
You just pretend that there's other places to get it. Or you steal from them. That's it. Yeah. It's more stealing.
Yeah. Well, if there's not enough money to pay for everything that I've done or I want to do, you should give me some because you're greedy.
Well, that's right, and you can do that at the point of a gun, and that's called communism.
At dictatorship, totalitarianism,
yeah, kind of like that little thing they got going in Venezuela, you know, where they just kind of show up with the army and say, give me all your dough, or we'll kill you.
We want your toilet paper. It's worth more than the money.
That's right.
Oh, man.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
I don't know. I mean, it's out of control.
Well, what gets me is, like, all the State of Jefferson people and stuff, and you're constantly asked questions about, what about my pension? What about my pension? What about your pension? Have you not done your own look and your own research? Do you not know the state of your investments, that your retirement is basically turned...
You've turned your retirement over to a bunch of bureaucratic government officials who give crap one about anything other than their own paychecks, and they don't even understand the basics of rate of return on investment.
Yeah, and they're robbing you blind. While they're throwing your money down the rat hole, they're giving themselves raises.
And when the time comes that they can't write the checks, they'll go, oops.
What about my pension?
I'm sorry.
What pension?
I made a mistake.
Yeah. You mean that money that they conned you out of and they stole from you? That money?
It was the Republicans. They made me do it.
Oh, yeah, because they're in charge in California.
Uh-huh.
Do we have any Republicans left in California?
Well, we have Republicans in name only. I mean,
name a Republican. A real one.
A real one. Hmm.
Tim Donnelly.
Tim Donnelly.
Yeah, they kicked him out. James Gallagher. Brian Daly.
You know where we're going.
Jim Nielsen.
Okay, keep going.
Doug LaMalfa. Doug Monsanto LaMalfa. LaMonsanto.
He backs Trump. I got to give him that.
Well, do we have any legitimate Republicans? I mean, or are they all these country club establishment guys? You know, but I will give Doug LaMalfa one thing. He has not been accused of any kind of sexual crime, but is that how we measure our politicians as successful now? Hey, my guy hasn't been indicted. Yay!
My guy, he didn't go on the Lolita Express, man.
Yeah. He wasn't invited.
Well, look at the last election. You know, Trump's a misogynist. What? Coming from where?
Yeah, exactly.
This was locker room talk.
Insanity.
It's even worse than kettles and pots.
Well, you look back on it, and they're going, oh, that Trump guy, he's evil. He said a bad word about a girl. And maybe he even touched somebody.
You are fake news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad.
And who was pointing the fingers at that?
Bad.
Who was pointing the fingers at him?
All the pervs.
Hillary Clinton? Oh, she's got room to talk. Joe Biden?
Perv. Perv.
Bill Clinton?
Perv.
Conyers?
Perv.
Stuart Smalley?
Big perv.
Jeb Bush?
Like, twisted therapy kind of perv.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah. the more and more that comes out, you know, it fascinates me is because, you know, during Thanksgiving, especially having two Thanksgiving dinners, got to see a lot of different people and hear a lot of different opinions. And it's amazing to me how many people are still not in the know and how many people are waking up to it going, oh, my God, how long has this been going on?
Oh, we have a government, man.
Yeah.
Well, all I have to say is keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. You weren't born an original. Oh, yes, you were. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth over lies, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and happy holidays.